do you remember about the pregnancy?
I had, what I thought were probably the ordinary kinds of things that happen when you're pregnant, and...
Morning sickness.
Morning sickness.
A lot of nausea.
Yes.
Lionel describes a strange, undiagnosed problem. He describes it as some kind of a seizure that you developed, a proneness to seizures late in the pregnancy. He describes it as a kind of rigidness for which you were prescribed medications. Do you remember that? Can you describe
it? I don't remember that at all. I can't imagine where that comes from. It isn't true. I don't...
You don't recall anything like that?
No.
Seizures or seizure-like episodes?
Absolutely not.
Were you prescribed medications, including morphine, barbiturates?
I don't know what medications were prescribed, and I'm surprised that anyone says that there is something... that lists every single medication I took 33 years ago. I had a doctor, a physician. I took the medicine that was prescribed for me, and for the most part, I was healthy.
You weren't on morphine?
I don't think you give pregnant women morphine. I'd have to ask my doctor, but they don't give pregnant women morphine.
Barbiturates of any kind in order to calm you down in these seizure states, as Lionel describes them?
There were no seizure states. I don't know where that's coming from. Well, Stone, I don't know. And it's one of the reasons why I'm finally speaking out, because there were no seizures. There was nothing that... was out of the ordinary as far as my pregnancy was concerned, except that I needed to be in bed.
There's an obvious discrepancy here between what you're saying and what Lionel is saying about the nature of the pregnancy. It was difficult, you both agree, but he describes you in these states where you were, as he says, literally frothing at the mouth.
Are you serious?
In these rigid states, yeah, for which you were given medication to settle or calm you down.
Well, I don't know what his purpose is in doing that. I do know that when this first happened, the very first thing that the husband that I divorced did was come out with these accusations against me. They're not true. Well, I don't know how I can prove it to you that they're not true.
Is it possible you just don't remember them?
No, it's not possible I don't remember them. It was my first pregnancy. I remember everything about my first pregnancy.
There's an important point you want to talk about that you really want to make, and is the reason why you've come on. So let's talk about that.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much, Stone, because I'm really feeling like the questions that I've been asked so far are exactly the reason why I wanted to come on, exactly the reason why I want to write a book tentatively titled An Assault on Motherhood, and that's exactly how I feel, like I'm being assaulted by statements that can't be substantiated, that people have said are not so, but here I am one more time having to defend myself. I want to get across that we as women just can't take this kind of thing anymore. If something bad happens to our son or our child, there has to be a place for us to go. I want a place for all the victims to have a place where there's some compassion and understanding instead of a blaming.
Coming up, Joyce talks about the pain of feeling blamed for her son's crimes and disputes more of her ex-husband's recollections.
Excuse me for interrupting you, but I never heard anything like that ever happened.